I want you to go to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. Last week we talked about faith, the beginning and ending of faith. And we said it this way, faith begins. Where does faith begin? It begins with your knowledge, with your hearing of the word of the living God. It begins by what you know. There's no faith apart from knowledge. You can't have faith in something you don't know, you haven't seen, you don't understand. You know, we were invited to Pioneer Days in a city down the country, and we went and they had wonderful old equipment. I'm not into equipment. I'm not a technical person. You can tell that. And it didn't make any sense to me. And even in spite of the explanation, it does this, it does that, and then it runs over here, and it does this, it does that. You know, now we just push a button. But before they worked things, and they saw things working, things went up and down, left and right. And, you know, that explanation was totally lost on me. I'm just mashed this button and all is well. Well, when you have knowledge, I couldn't run those machines, couldn't operate them. You know, even if they worked today, they would just be lost on me. I have no knowledge, no understanding. If you have no knowledge and no understanding, some things are lost to you. You just have to expect somebody to give you a gift or to come along and do it for you. And I'm for that, if that works for you, but it won't work in the scripture. It might work in your yard, it might work in your house, it might work in your kitchen sink that somebody will come do something for you, but it won't work in the scripture. You've got to do some things for yourself. Pastor can't do everything for you. Your best friend, the person that you revere, can't do everything for you. You're going to have some knowledge. You're going to have some understanding. Now, the good news is it doesn't take a lot of knowledge or a lot of understanding. You don't have to know the scripture from Genesis through Revelation, and I'm so glad. You know, I sit often here, when I got born again, John 3:16 was all I knew. I didn't know I was going to have eternal life. I didn't know it was the nature of God. I didn't know I was going to be a new creature. I didn't know old things were going to pass away. I knew God loved me and I was a sinner and I needed Him. That's what I knew. But you have to have some knowledge, some basis, some foundation on which to stand. And the Word of God is always the foundation on which we stand. Now, the Word of God, here's this wonderful verse. Verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, so it's talking to Christians about relationship, but I'll show you what I want you to see. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. You see that the hearing comes before the speaking. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Sometimes we're quick to speak, but very slow to hear. I used to tell my children, because one of them is a world champion talker, that God gave you two ears and one mouth, He expected you to listen twice as much as you talk. I'm trying to shut off the faucet of knowledge. Just was a real knowledge, had to know, had to understand, and kept pouring that into me like I had to know and I had to understand, which I don't usually. But you see, it says be swift to hear, quick to hear, quick to hear, quick to hear, quick to hear. Well, you know Romans 10. Turn over there. Faith comes how? Where does faith begin? How are you going to gain knowledge? How are you going to know more? You're going to hear. You're going to hear what God is saying. Now it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So there's a lot of places there isn't faith. But faith in God comes from hearing what God had to say. You've got to read and hear and study and learn what God had to say. You've got to make it your goal to increase in knowledge. Now here's what I've always done that's helped me so much. When I come to the end of the day, I like to be able to say I did one thing. I don't beat myself over the head because I didn't do two things or three things or four things. If I've done one thing, if I've given one priority to the things of the Lord, then I think I've had a successful day. People get frustrated because they say, I didn't read enough today. I didn't pray enough today. I didn't speak enough today. Whatever it is, don't let frustration get you. Did you do something? Come to the end of the day and say, okay, I read today. Okay, I listened to a tape today. Okay, I prayed today. Okay, I sang to myself today. I do that in my house. It works fine. Wayne said, what do you do today? I said, I brushed the dog. So that didn't take but an hour. I did something, though. Now, if you'd seen my dog, you'd know it took a lot more than an hour. I did something. See, did you do something? Did you do something to enhance what you know about God? Where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Now, if we go to Deuteronomy 28, it tells us to hearken diligently. Hearken diligently. That means be a really good listener. You've talked to somebody that's not listening. Maybe you were the one. I was never a very good listener until I met a good listener. She'd call and invite me to lunch, and I thought that was wonderful. And it was a long time, years into our relationship, before I realized I didn't know too much about her, though we had lunch many, many, many times. But she'd say, how are the children? And I'd tell her, and she'd say, how are your dogs? And I'd tell her, and she'd say, how's your mother? And I'd tell her, and she'd say, how's your daddy? How's Wayne's mother? How's Wayne's daddy? How's the crop coming? And I did all the talking.